This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Welcome back in, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. You're coming off the bench with me, Garrett Chapman. I got fired up about the SEC. It's what it does to me. Every time I talk college football, I get fired up about the SEC. We'll talk to Joe Patrick at 6:40. I know he's big Ohio State guy. We were joking with each other on Twitter, just talking about who likes the scrums more, just as far as who likes to be in the action. Joe Patrick always seems to be in the action. Of course, he covers Atlanta United, the Atlanta Falcons for us. We'll talk a little bit more to him, and we'll have some fun with him. We'll have a great time with him. But he's an Ohio State guy, so we'll see if anybody cared about Big Ten Media Days. They don't seem to have a lot of press coverage, at least not where I saw. But either way, All-Star Week is the other big thing from this week, and I do want to talk about that as well because I'm very fortunate. I have 4 days at SEC Media Days, and then I had 3 days, really, at the All-Star Village and with everything to do with the All-Star Game. It was an absolute blessing. We'll go across the A and talk a little bit more about everything else here in a little bit. But what an amazing week it was. Atlanta really is the kingpin of events. I think that they do such a very good job, this city, of supporting folks. You know, I mean, you have a Beyonce concert right next to where you're having SEC Media Days, and you have dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of people who at any given moment on the sidewalk walking through, and you got cowboy hats everywhere. And then you just go up to 75, and all of a sudden, you have the whole baseball planet gathering at Truist Park and at the Battery. And everything was seamless, and it was fantastic. And to be able to do all those things, and everything was wonderful. And I think it really put put on display just how great this city is, and they did a very good job up there. I don't know if anybody out there had a chance to go check it out. The All-Star Fan Village was fantastic, and I had a blast. I went out there with some friends, got to throw a baseball for the first time in a couple of years, and my speed is not too great, and my elbow still kind of hurts a little bit. I might need some Tommy John on myself. I don't know, man. It was not great. I still got up into the 60s, though. Into the 60s. I will take that. I can't really complain too much. And I wasn't able to swing a bat because the line was like an hour long. So that wasn't really going to work out too well. But the Fan Village itself was really cool. I know I had friends who spent 12 hours up there a day for 3 days up at the Battery. And doing the Fan Village, going and doing the HBCU Swing Classic. You have the college over there at Georgia Tech. You had the Rising Stars. You had the everything. It was wonderful. But ultimately, you get into the biggest thing from the week. And it was what happened during the All-Star Game. And with Hank Aaron, the tribute that they did in the bottom of the sixth. I was in attendance for the game. I was able to be a fan on Monday and on Tuesday for the Home Run Derby first, and then for the All-Star Game on Tuesday. And obviously I had to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning to get over there to SEC Media Day. So I wasn't able to stay for all of it. But one thing that I made sure to do was to stick around and watch whatever they had planned for Hank Aaron, the tribute. And it was one of the most incredible, no, it was the most incredible thing I have seen at a sporting event. It was a very large undertaking. You have all the special effects, the fireworks, the lighting. It was so cool in person. And I went back, watched it on television. It's really cool on TV. It was really, really cool on television. But what it was in person, I have goosebumps literally sitting here thinking about it. Major League Baseball did such a great job with that. And that's not something that you really say all that much about Major League Baseball. They tend to kind of bungle things. But what they did with that was unbelievable. And that's what the lasting memory of the All-Star Week is going to be for me. It's not Kyle Schwarber or Pete Alonso hitting home runs, I'll tell you that much. Not the swing-off that they did, where they don't even put a Braves player in. Not the fact that you miss out on the opportunity to put Shohei Ohtani or Ronald Acuna or Aaron Judge or, you know, the greats in our game right now. Now, instead, we put in some dude from the Marlins. Yeah, there you go, Dave Roberts. There you go, Major League Baseball. But no, it was an incredible week. And look, whenever the National League wins, that's also a really good thing for me, too. But the other big things from the game itself, Paul Skeens. If anybody has a chance to go watch Paul Skeens live in person, there's a way that baseball bounces around. It just dances when it comes out of his hand. He led off for the National League. He was the starting pitcher here. Could have been Chris Sale, but of course he was dealing with the broken ribs. But Paul Skeens, I feel like he was crowned Cy Young winner at the beginning of the season. He was basically going to be the guy at any given moment. But look, very exciting moment. And then ABS was the other big takeaway. I thought it was seamless. I thought they did a very, very good job. That's with balls and strikes. I'm not a big fan of replay in general. I think that if it's clear and obvious, it should take you just a couple of seconds, maybe a moment or two, more than that. And if it takes you any longer, then you're wasting your time. And you're wasting the fans' time. You're wasting everybody's time. But ABS, I think they did a pretty good job. You just tap your helmet. 5 seconds later, you have a call. They overturned it or they upheld it, and you move on. That's how it should be. But, all right. As far as expectations for the Atlanta Braves, the actual baseball team who plays in this city, feels a little bit different. But let's talk a little bit about that as we go across the air.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
.com 11 games under .500. You got 67 games left. You got to figure it out at some point. 9.5 back in the wild card division. Yeah, completely lost. It's over and done with. I'll spare you any of this discussion about, oh, can they make the playoffs? No, this is not something that's going to happen. It's not just not the year for the Atlanta Braves. One of those years, you know, and it seemed like last year was one of those years too. Maybe that's just who the Braves are. Maybe that's just the reality of what this team is. Maybe they need a shot in the arm. I don't think it's going to come in time for anything to happen this season. But now what? I mean, they ended the first half of the season. They take 2 out of 3 from the St. Louis Cardinals, but then they lose the finale on Sunday. I mean, it just seems like this team can never get out of its own way. So, second half spark? No, probably not. I mean, ultimately, unless you think that Michael Harris or Ozzie Albies are going to somehow remember how to hit a baseball. I mean, they're both bottom 7 in OPS across Major League Baseball, not just the not the Atlanta Braves, not the National League East, not the National League, Major League Baseball, folks. Major League Baseball. Michael Harris is the worst hitter in baseball. And if it wasn't for the fact that he has a gold glove caliber ability in center field, he'd already be in AAA. And he is so frustrating to talk about because he is the next most talented guy on this Braves roster. Yes, he absolutely is. He could do anything at the plate. He's a 5-tool player, an elite center fielder. His only deficiency is that he doesn't know what a ball and strike is. He does not know the difference. He throws his bat at everything. That's why he's, 551 OPS? It's brutal. It's absolutely brutal what's been going on with Michael Harris. And look, they moved him around. They sat him down for a little bit. It looked like it sparked him for a moment. But actually, since the beginning of June, he's been trending down. You hit rock bottom, and Michael Harris found a damn shovel. 445 OPS since the beginning of June. Just absolutely dreadful. And then you look at Ozzie Albies, who has the 7th worst OPS in all of baseball. Not much better. But now you have a realistic discussion about whether or not you're going to pick up his option. You have a team option over the next 2 seasons, $7 million. But that's also a $4 million buyout if you want to get rid of him. And as crazy as it sounds, it was a bargain a couple of years ago. Now it's a very realistic shot. $7 million for what you're getting out of Ozzie Albies. I don't know if it's worth that. I don't. You can talk to me about leadership. You can talk to me about anything. Camaraderie in the locker room. His relationship with Ronald Acuna. Is it really worth him just being an absolute hole in the lineup? No, not really. But at this point, you're starting to build towards 2026. You're going to see what this team can do. And the first thing that you do is you make some trades. Marcelo Zuna, he's gone. You know, I mean, unless this team gets on some kind of heater coming right out of the gate, they win 10 games in a row, maybe. I'm not going to hold my breath, and I sure hope that you aren't either. But Marcelo Zuna, Raisel Iglesias, Dylan Lee, they've already said that they're not going to trade people who are under contract for the next few years. It's not happening. Anybody who's out there who says, Sean Murphy, trade Sean Murphy. Sorry, it's not happening, and it'd be foolish if they did. What they're going to do instead is they're going to trade Marcelo Zuna, pick up a couple of pieces, refurbish that bullpen, maybe refurbish the team moving into 2026 and beyond, get some peace, get some organizational depth. Financial flexibility, that was the term that they used for many years, and that's probably what they're going to be doing moving forward. But you need to see what you have on this team, and you do that by moving those pieces and pulling some other guys up. And that gives Drake Baldwin the ability to jump into the DH spot. He and Sean Murphy can alternate. That works out great. You can see what they can do basically in the lineup every single day. And Marcelo Zuna's in a contract here. He's walking after this season, y'all. He's gone. He's not going to be re-signed. So this team is going to have an issue at that position anyway. They're going to go get somebody in the offseason, I hope. That's what we said last year, too, but Chris Sale, Spencer Schwellenbach, those are guys who should be back over the next 2 months, but also, Ronaldo Lopez should be back in the month of August. Joe Jimenez should be back before some point by the end of the year. So, you're going to see kind of, sort of, what it's going to look like in 2026. So, you need to give them as much of an opportunity as you possibly can. But, look, you're going to have an opportunity to get some bullpen support. You're going to have an opportunity to kind of build these guys up because you're going to make these big trades. And Raisel Iglesias, I mean, he's a guy who can still close games. He's a really talented pitcher. And at the very least, he's an elite setup man. So you're going to move on. And, I mean, this season is pretty much a wash. But maybe there's something to gain. Who knows? All right, when we get back, we're going to talk a little Falcons because training camp is, what is it, 6 days away? Maybe 5 days? I don't know what it is. It's next Thursday. So who is a key defender that we are not talking enough about? Joe Patrick, he'll join us on the other side. We'll ask him that very question. My name is Garrett Chapman. You're coming off the bench with me right here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.